Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include verbal warnings for drivers who flout new engine rules in the city centre, and Ed Ball steps down as Norwich City chairman. First, though, staff of House of Fraser have pleaded with owner Mike Ashley not to close the store in an emotionally charged open letter.
The closure of the Chapelfield store was revealed in November, with March of next year a possible closing date. But staff at the city store say its closure would be devastating. In the letter, one member of staff, Jane Webb, said, "I just implore you, please, to just maybe somehow rethink about our closure of our home, HOF, as so many lives will be changed and affected, and shopping will never quite be the same in Norwich."
Students and staff at the University of East Anglia, who shunned shaving last month in aid of charity, have raised more than £7,000. Men across the campus have been taking part in Movember, which involves men growing their facial hair through the month of November. The men's rugby club alone have raised more than £1,500, including almost £300 from Charles Maskell, UEA men's rugby team Movember captain. Meanwhile, Joe Skeet at UEA Sport has raised more than £1,000 from a personal challenge in November. The university has also hosted a football tournament, a sports challenge and a shave-off. In 2012, UEA benefited from Movember funds to finance its research into prostate cancer and men's mental health, and researchers are putting together a bid to secure further funding from this year's campaign.
The treatment of endometrial cancer is set to be transformed at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, after the hospital charity funded a state-of-the-art piece of equipment. The £110,000 Stryker laparoscopy stack system was paid for thanks to donations to the charity's general fund and the Voice campaign, which specifically raises money to help patients with vulval, ovarian, cervical and endometrial cancers. The system uses the latest technology to identify sentinel nodes, which are the first few lymph nodes into which a tumour drains. This means they can be removed individually and tested without the need to take out every node.
Enforcement officers have dished out 8 verbal warnings to drivers since a ban on idling engines was introduced in Norwich city centre. But so far, Norwich City Council has yet to issue any £20 penalty notices, as the drivers have obeyed the request to turn off their engines when challenged. Enforcement officers began taking action in October and revealed 8 drivers have been challenged by enforcement officers so far. In the first instance, the enforcement officer gives a verbal warning and asks the driver to turn off the engine. If the driver fails to comply, then a £20 fixed penalty notice would be issued. If the driver refuses to provide the necessary details for that fixed penalty notice, then a fine of up to £1,000 can be imposed. The ban on idling engines does not apply to vehicles moving slowly due to roadworks or congestion, vehicles stopped at traffic lights, those which have broken down, and those who are defrosting windscreens.
One of Norfolk's major employers, Unilever, has announced it is buying drinks chain Horlicks and a host of other drinks brands for £3.3 billion. The cohort of brands will be bought from Indian drugs maker GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, and the merge will form one of the largest food and refreshment groups in the country. Unilever hit headlines last year when it announced Coleman's Mustard would be moved out of Carrow Works after an 160-year association. Production will be phased out until the end of 2019. Unilever said the buyout was in line with its strategy of increasing its presence in health food categories and high-growth emerging markets. GSK Chief Executive Emma Walmsley said, Horlicks has made a significant contribution to GSK and to the health of consumers across India for many decades, and we believe Unilever is well placed to maximise its future potential.
Families with children facing illness and charity workers have had the first glimpse at a new £10 million hospice near Norwich. The topping out ceremony for East Anglia's children's hospices, each, came as £10 million Nook appeal for a new hospice in Framingham Piggott reached its £8.4 million mark, with the final tile now placed on the roof. Each chair of trustees, John Pickering, Chief Executive Graham Butland and Jamie Carter of RG Carter, poured a bottle of beer on the building in a construction tradition. The charity launched its Nook appeal in 2014 to replace its loved but tired facility at Quiddenham. The new site will include more areas for clinical care, a hydrotherapy pool, state-of-the-art sensory room and larger ensuite bedrooms and therapy rooms across one floor.
Ed Balls is to stand down as Norwich City chairman. The former Labour MP cited his upcoming television commitments behind the decision, which will also see him stand down as a director. But the lifelong City fan will become a club ambassador and vice president. Balls will officially leave his position as chairman on Boxing Day, the third anniversary of accepting the position. The club's owners, along with the rest of the Canaries board, have no immediate plans to appoint a successor to Balls as chairman.
It has been described as an eyesore in one of the most historic and picturesque parts of Norwich city centre. But despite being closed for 6 years, there are still no plans to reopen or demolish Tombland's public toilets. The concrete block, which is located off Queen Street, was closed by Norwich City Council in 2012 due to maintenance costs. Now, calls have been made for the loos to either reopen or for the block to be demolished altogether. Vanessa Trevelyan, chairman of civic watchdog the Norwich Society, said, "The toilets really are an eyesore, and since they are not open and no use to anyone, they should really be removed." But what the Norwich Society would like to see is a plan for Tombland altogether, because it has become a bit unloved.
More than 200 people were caught drink or drug driving in Norfolk and Suffolk over the festive period last year. The figures have been revealed as police forces from both counties prepare to launch their winter drink drive campaigns. From December 1st through to January, officers from Norfolk and Suffolk Police will carry out extra patrols and roadside checks. Drivers will be breathalysed if they are stopped due to a vehicle defect, if there are concerns over their driving, or if they have been involved in a crash. Specific time slots at Norwich and Ipswich Magistrates' Courts have been reserved to deal with those caught drink or drug driving this year. This means that offenders could now lose their licence within 24 hours of being breathalysed, whilst facing additional fines. The message behind this year's campaign is not all drink drivers this Christmas will be young men. Norfolk and Suffolk Police said it aims to remind people it is not always the usual suspects that drink and drive over Christmas. Last year's campaign saw more than 3,000 drivers tested, with 152 people found to be over the drink drive limit. 82 of those drivers were from Norfolk, while 72 were from Suffolk. Police also carried out drug driving tests, with 35 people from Norfolk failing compared to 43 in Suffolk.
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.